Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with podcast number 76, Encouraging Words for Runners, Two Perspectives. I'm happy to report more people have been commenting on the Mojo for Running Facebook page lately. I want to thank those of you who've done so and encourage more people to stop by and participate. I really want to get more of a conversation going, but if it's just me posting, well, that's not much of a conversation. I really enjoy getting a chance to interact with the people who listen to the podcast, and I want you all to actually be able to interact with each other. We can actually get a great conversation going there, but I need you all to stop by. Anyway, thank you if you already have been participating in that conversation, and if you haven't, I hope you will. Just when you're on Facebook, search for Mojo for Running, and then when you get to that page, if you like it, then every time I post, then you'll see it and you can join the conversation. A lot of times I ask a question, and I really want to know what people from all over the world, from all different experience levels, are thinking. I love your input. Sometimes people email me and ask if there's a way they can financially support this podcast, and I really appreciate that. Here's something that would be super helpful, and it actually costs nothing. If you enjoy this podcast, what would be wonderful would be if you would leave a review in iTunes and rate it with a number of stars. That's a huge benefit, because while I have, I think as of today, I had 166 reviews, more reviews would move me up higher in the running category. My podcast usually sits around number 10 out of 200 running podcasts, which is wonderful, but I'd love to see it move up a few more notches. That way, more people would benefit, and I would just be excited. Now, one more thing before we get into the meat of this podcast. I'm excited to be able to offer my listeners a free one-month trial membership with Audible.com. To get your free month, just go to audibletrial.com/mojo. Now, about those encouraging words. Today, when I was about 8 miles into a 10-mile trail run, several mountain bikers zoomed by. Seeing me, one anonymous rider yelled out, "Iron Woman!" as he passed. Just two words, but I gotta say, I ran on air for the rest of the run. Those two words filled me with drive and pride. My arms began to pump a bit harder, and I know I was taller when I rounded the next bend. I spent the miles after that contemplating the power of words. That's easy for me to do since, you know, I used to be an English teacher. I love words. Several days a week, I take my Bichon, Bailey, for a run. He absolutely loves it. And sometimes I'll say to him, "Good boy, Bailey's a good boy." Now that I think about it, I say that to him a lot. I guess it's the same thing as saying, "I love you, Bailey," which I say a lot too. Anyway, it amazes me that every time I say it, he charges ahead. Not sometimes, every time. It causes him to run harder and faster as if supercharged. It is clearly a physical manifestation of the mental impact of my praise. Makes me think about people. We would all do well to remember the power of words to inspire, encourage, and motivate. And just as important, the power of words to disappoint, deflate, and discourage. The power of words to change what people do and how they perform. When the speaker is a person the receiver of the praise respects, the power must be exponentially magnified. How often has a teacher said, "Nice work, you're so smart," or "That is so creative"? I'm sure such praise actually makes good things happen. I've seen it happen. Students sometimes perform at an outstanding level for one teacher while barely even cooperating for another. And I believe very often there's some kind of praise or feedback that one teacher is giving that the other one has overlooked. Dogs thrive on praise, and so do people. Praise a dog and it wags its tail. That reinforces the actions of the praise giver, right? I wish it was as easy to recognize the effect of praise and encouragement on people, but you have to look harder. I have a friend whose first grade teacher told her she was dumb. I know that's hard to believe, but it's true. Her parents didn't discover this until years later, when they finally took her to a psychologist to try to ascertain why she just would not work up to her potential, not even close. It turned out she was convinced she had no ability because she was dumb. After all, a teacher told her so. Words change lives, for sure. I'm not promoting empty compliments. No, not at all. People always see through that, even children. And as a result, they're counterproductive and undermine the student's respect for the teacher, the child's respect for the student, for the parent, the friend's respect for the friend. You get the idea. No, what I mean is that it's just important for people to recognize opportunities for genuine, heartfelt praise and be sure to offer it. This applies to everyone. My experience today is proof of that. I was completely aware of the effect of those two words, iron woman, but that in no way diminished my pleasure at hearing them. The message here is that we should all strive to recognize the efforts of others. One thing we should always do for our fellow runners is to verbally recognize their efforts, not just obvious accomplishments. And here is an important point. If you've been listening to this podcast for long, you've heard me harp on people doing too much or running and training hard on back-to-back days. One thing that veteran runners should do is praise new runners for being smart, for training smart. When a runner says, "I took it easy today," say, "Good job, that's smart." Let them know you think more of them for that, not less. Judgment is very valuable in everything in life, I believe. And judgment, good judgment, when a runner demonstrates it and uses it as a guiding force, we should all try to reinforce that. It's just one of the many benefits of the camaraderie of the running community. Most people remember to congratulate their friends after a good race. But let's not forget that it's the training that begets those good races. And it's not really the race, but the effort, the overall effort that matters anyway. It can really be meaningful when you recognize that a fellow runner is working hard by being consistent and sticking to that person's schedule. Or maybe it just means showing up, just making the effort to get up early to run with the group. You might even want to recognize someone for their efforts to recognize the hard work of others. Surely that's worth recognizing and reinforcing. Now, let's take a look at the other perspective. What do you do when someone gets overzealous and goes overboard? If you've been around the running community long, you've certainly seen this. I call it the overachiever syndrome. This is the runner who can't resist entering every race, or who's a loose cannon, running every workout hard, or has just one pace, hard and fast. You know the type. After every workout, they announce their paces for every mile. Of course, if they have a pace set forth by their coach and they're calling out their paces because they nailed it or came close, that's fine. That's another thing. But I mean the person who's trying to make every mile fast. That's not good running or training. So what do you do when they post something on Facebook and you realize that what they did was ill-advised, or at least in your opinion? What do you do when that person posts that he's pretty sure he has a stress fracture in his leg, so he's going to drop back his mileage a little bit and keep training? What do you do when you hear other people saying, "Wow, you're amazing, you're a beast, you're hardcore"? If you don't jump in, you may feel bad, but really? If you do jump on and praise this person's foolish persistence, even in the face of an injury, you're not being a good running friend. It's hard sometimes, but you're better off to point out that pushing on might not be a good idea. Or don't say anything. Your silence may speak volumes to your friend. And if that makes him think again and decide to take some time off or see a doctor, then you have been a much better friend. Now, don't get me wrong. There are plenty of times when I brag on people, tell them they are a beast and such. But I try to be careful and avoid those wonderfully encouraging words when I'm feeling that they may be working their way towards an injury rather than a goal race. The other day, a friend sent me a link to his friend's running blog. I checked it out. And you know what? It made me sad. I scrolled through and read several posts. It was clear that this man's running was all about speed. He posted his paces for every workout. For every mile of every workout. When his paces were a little slower, he apologized for it. Clearly, he was driving himself to run hard every day, and he would accept no less from himself. I read that and thought, wow, this person is not having any fun. He's going to burn out, and he's likely to spend most of his running career going from one injury to another, all because he's overdriven. None of his posts mentioned any adventures with his running friends or groups. When someone tells me about training that I think is ill-advised, I feel compelled to suggest that it might not be a good idea. Of course, that's probably because I'm a coach. If the person tells me and I seem to agree because I don't say much, I've just inadvertently validated a foolish error in training. No, I refrain from congratulating the person for hard work, and I find a diplomatic way to suggest a safer course of action. So my point is that sometimes you really will be a better friend if you hold back from congratulating another runner for his or her hard work because it's too much or too hard or too frequent. Hard work is good, but sometimes it's hard because you're holding back because you don't want to overdo and you don't want to get an injury, and you're trying to stick to what is a sensible, proven schedule. This is especially important if you're the experienced runner and the one overdoing it is a newer runner. That runner may be looking to you for support. Be sure to give it in the right way, with guidance and at least an attempt at redirection of his or her efforts when the runner has gone astray from reasonable and sensible training. We have to work together. Knowing how to train and taking care not to overtrain is a hallmark of an experienced, successful runner. Make the most of the motivating power of words. Congratulate your fellow runners for being out there on the road or trail instead of inside on a couch with a remote control in one hand and a bag of chips in the other. Thank them for coming out and joining the group run and keeping you company. If they didn't, the running community wouldn't be a community. That's it for today. Remember to go to audibletrial.com/mojo to get your free month and free audiobook. They have many running titles, and I know you'll find many that you'll like. Now, today's quote: what you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. Henry David Thoreau.